that you are my...
Well, we're not talking about your usual anniversary here in a marriage. It's the anniversary of the very first community shed for men, which was established back in February of 1993 over in South Australia. And with more on that, joining me now is the executive officer with the Men's Shed, the Australian Men's Shed Association, David Helmer, who's on the line. Good morning, David. Morning, David.
Good morning.
Yeah, sorry, we lost you there for a second.
Not a problem.
Yeah, 30 years ago, February, back in 1993. How did this shed in South Australia come about, David?
Yeah, well, the first shed in Goola was set up by a lady by the name of Maxine Chaseling, and she was working, a community worker in Goola, and the men weren't getting really engaged so much with her community centre, so she said to a bunch of blokes there, what can we do to... get you involved? And they said, well, we'd love a shed and we'd like it full of tools, and then we'll hang out there and make things for the community.
Well, I didn't realise it was a woman that...
It was a woman.
Yeah, right.
And Maxine, she's a lovely lady. She has a place in our Hall of Fame for men's sheds. And, she still gets involved every now and then.
And from those humble beginnings, it's gone right around the world now. Exactly how many men's sheds are there?
We have 1,297 in Australia at the moment, and about another 2,500 around the world in 12 different countries.
And
replicating the Aussie model.
Okay, and how did that come about? I mean, a shed started in Goolwa in South Australia, and obviously they didn't have the plan to expand around the world.
No.
How has it happened?
It was an evolution, I suppose, and one of the great things I say about sheds is even Maxine, she just did one shed and thought that would be it. And over between that time and the mid-2000s, 2006 around there, that's when I first got involved with the Lake Macquarie Men's Shed Project, Richard. And it was probably about the 30th shed around in existence. But then with some interest being paid by governments in developing men's health policies, and they looked at one of the biggest issues with men's health was social isolation and how can we prevent social isolation. Men's sheds were very effective in that. And once we got it established in Australia, Ireland expressed some interest in it. And I started speaking with a guy over in Ireland, Johnny Voy, and he took it to Ireland. And then it spread throughout the UK as well, and then into Canada and North America. And yes, it just keeps growing.
And why do you think men's sheds are important, and what actual function do you think they serve in our communities?
The importance of them, I think, and then social life quite often revolves around his workspace, especially in trade and industrial areas. And when they're out of work, or retire, they're at high risk of social isolation. Most folks plan to retire from work, but they don't plan to retire to something. There's only so many times you can drive around the countryside or paint the house, so they miss that social engagement. And there's other organisations very similar. A lot of sporting organisations do the same thing, but there's a lot of blokes out there that aren't interested in sports. So it really fills that void of having a meaningful place to go to every day.
And I've read quite a number of men's sheds interact with the local community. I think, quite often men's sheds act in a mentoring capacity with visiting school students, etc. Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of that happening?
Yes, that's very diverse. But, I find especially in rural and regional areas, the men's sheds have become a real key hub of the community. A lot of those communities that helped start the men's shed are now benefiting from the men's shed. It contributes in physical ways, helping around town, fixing parks and doing things like that. But a lot of sheds do fundraising activities as well to help fund other community organisations. They're true multi-purpose centres in a lot of these regional towns. The facilities shared with other groups as well.
My guest, David Helmers, who's the executive officer with the Australian Men's Shed Association there. But, it's the 30th anniversary of the establishment of the first shed in Goolwa in South Australia. Happened in February of 1993. I gather there are events happening around the country to celebrate the 30 years since the establishment of a men's shed?
Yes, we're doing a few things, but our main focus of celebration is going to be a bit later in the year during Men's Shed Week.
Okay.
When we're going to start in Parliament House and do a bit of a tour and celebration around sheds all the way back to bring us right back down to Goola in South Australia.
Yeah, terrific. All right. Now, look, if somebody listening might want to participate or find out about where their nearest men's shed is, what's the easiest way to go about doing that, David?
They can contact us in the office on 1300 55 0009, or go to our website, menshed.org, and within the website, they'll find a shed locator there where they can just put in their postcode and it will bring up the nearest shed to them. And with 1,297 of them, there's bound to be one near you.
Any involvement from... You said it was a woman that actually was the was the genesis of that very first men's shed. Is it strictly men for men's sheds?
No, no. And that's a decision a lot of sheds make individually. We have men's sheds, we have women's sheds, or she sheds, they like to call them.
She sheds.
She sheds. And, yeah, we have community sheds, which are more a mix. But they seem to all find a really nice balance of... Some sheds might, for example, be open 3 days a week for men only, 1 day a week or 2 days a week for women only, and then they might have a mixed day where they're all there together.
Right.
So it seems to balance itself out, Richard.
And you've got a presence online. John Paul Young is, I believe, still doing your podcast.
Still doing the podcast and still going well. I think we're in like the top 10 of podcasts these days.
Is that right?
It's become a real success story.
Good.
Richard. And John's lovely. He's very dedicated to the cause of sheds. As he confessed, this is he's got two left hands when it comes to using a hammer. But he's a honorary member out there at Toronto Men's Shed, and where a lot of his mates are, and he goes out there quite regularly.
Good on him. Okay. Nice to talk to you, David. We haven't spoken for a while.
Yes,
and,
we haven't, Richard.
Yeah,
we haven't.
And happy anniversary to the Australian Men's Shed Association. David, keep up the great work.
Thanks, Richard. You take care,
mate. But, what's that phone number again? I didn't quite get that. The 1300
number. 1300 55 0009.
0009. Great. Have a good day, David. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, the Australian Men's Shed Association. If you'd like to find out more, there is the website, and that number to call 1300 55 0009.